Now, one of the biggest questions for science is, how did life begin? There's been all sorts of theories, and one of them, which has been around for 50 or 60 years, is that space has given us a helping hand. Some scientists, like Fred Hoyle, even went as far as saying that life actually started out in space and it came down onto Earth. Now, there's been some research done which has given some ideas about this. Now, both DNA and RNA, which are the basis of the replication of all living things, are made up of organic molecules called nuclear bases. And proteins, which are all the building blocks of everything else, of all other bits of the living things, are made up of things called amino acids. Now, scientists have analysed some kinds of ancient meteorites called carbonaceous chondrites, which they found small quantities of both nuclear bases and amino acids inside them.
How old are these meteorites? Where do they come from?
They come from right back at the beginning of the solar system. So five billion years ago, they're thought to be just what the material which is kicking around in the solar system, which is condensed.
That basically gave rise to Earth in the first place.
Yeah, Earth, the Sun, and all the planets, minus sort of the hydrogen, helium, which has boiled off immediately. Now, the only problem is they found them in these meteorites, but they didn't actually know whether they actually came from the meteorites, because there's an awful lot of nuclear bases and proteins kicking around on Earth.
Oh, so I see. So the theory would be, because these chemicals are in the meteorite, perhaps them landing on Earth is what then helped to kickstart life on Earth using the same chemistry. But the question is, did it come from the meteorite, or has it just got contaminated since it landed here with things that were already on Earth since?
Yeah, that's right. It's much easier to start life if you've got all the building blocks there already. You don't have to do as many unlikely things to make the first living thing appear in the first
place. So how have they proved that it definitely did come from outer space then?
Well, they've looked at the carbon inside these nuclear bases, and there's various different kinds of carbon of different different weights. There's carbon-12, carbon-13, and one you may have heard of, which is carbon-14. Now, most of the carbon in the world is carbon-12 and carbon-13, so carbon-13 is a little bit heavier. It's got an extra neutron inside it. And normally carbon-13 makes up about 1% of carbon on the Earth. Now, but they've looked very carefully at this meteorite and things inside this meteorite, and found that it's actually 44% carbon-13. So it's very incredibly unlikely this could have come from Earth. It's almost certainly coming down from space. And while it doesn't show that life came from space, it shows that, especially near the beginning of the solar system, Earth is going to be getting pelted by lots and lots of meteorites with lots of building blocks to make up life.
Around the same time as we know life got going here.
Yeah, that's right. The period when we know that life started is a period when Earth was getting hammered by meteorites very heavily.
And one quick question, Dave. Why is the carbon-13 so rare here on Earth but so common in space in these meteorites then?
I'm not entirely sure about that one, I'm afraid, Chris.
Okay, so that's one bit of homework for you.